You want to go in the rapture? You want to go to heaven? You want to live a life pleasing before God? You want to truly be identified as a Christian? Then learn the Christian faith from a child. A child is identified by his character. We call somebody a child because he's in a dependent age. He's not yet matured to truly be held accountable for his ability to discern good and evil. A child is a human being in his formative age, man or woman. And the formative age of our Christian life will be best appreciated if we look at the life of a child, the character of a child. Among other aspects of his character is that child is ever believing the parents, and he believes everything. He believes everything he sees. He believes everything he sees. But just go and think and learn from your children. But let me add this dimension, because it's not just about those children. A Christian is supposed to have that spirit. Then if we go to Matthew chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18 from verse 1, there's something the Lord said there. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. He's going to answer, who is the greatest? And Jesus is a practical teacher. He brought a little child, brought him in the midst of them, verse 3, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, if you are doing Bible study, then you should be able to question yourself. I thought the greatest are those who are full of anointing. I said, we thought these great men of God. So you can now see, what you call great is different from what God terms great. So as far as our Christian life is concerned, your greatness in the kingdom, your greatness before God, that sets you above every other person, is your ability to be converted and be as a child, to imbibe the character of children. Hallelujah. Now, note verse 5 and verse 6. Note verse 5 and verse 6. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Listen, if you have not heard me before, listen again. Amen. From verse 5, he has left little children now that he was, that child he put in their midst. He's now coming to that Christian that will be converted and be like this little one. Whoever is converted to that level and you relate with him, you receive that person in the name of Jesus Christ, you are receiving Christ. so that you can understand it. To receive them is the way you relate with them. The way you relate to anybody that gets converted so much until he believes you to be a Christian, he believes what you are saying to be the truth, he trusts you and submits himself totally to you as a Christian brother, as a Christian sister. He said, when you do that, you are actually receiving Christ. You are actually relating with Christ. Then verse 6 now. He says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, that is, these ones that have converted, these ones that have converted like a child now, you offend any of them which believe in me, this is the punishment. That is why it's good for us to point it out. He said, it will be better for that person that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. The punishment that will come to you, whoever that person is, the punishment that will come to you for stumbling any Christian, any true Christian, he said, what awaits you is better this type of death come upon you. That is, go and drown in the sea. The type of drowning that you can't come out. Lifesavers will not locate you. Once you enter there, you drown and die that horrible death. Is better for that type of death as a punishment than what God is reserving for such a person. Now, many of us are Christians, but we don't study the guide, the book for the Christian faith, to know how to walk with this God. The church these days, and I say confidently because I am a pastor, spoken with anybody, you have not dealt with anybody, you have not, how do I put it? Before you know what, you see somebody you have not related with avoiding you. A common thing that is going on now is clashing heads together. This is the spirit that is going in the church. If Brother Lumide, God forbid, okay, Brother O, has problem with this brother. Listen, brother, listen, in your interest, hear what I'm saying. Because the punishment for those guilty of what I am saying is worse than drowning in the sea between Libya and Europe. This is very serious. People serve a God they don't even know. Apostle Paul had this revelation. He said, our God is a consuming fire. He added, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. That's what we are preaching. Because we know. We know. When you deal with a human being, you don't know you are dealing with God. When somebody does not, you fall out with him. Anybody you know is getting close to him, you begin an assignment to separate him from that person. If I hate you, all my friends must hate you. And the dangerous aspect of it is if that person separating you is gifted, and you know the person is gifted, he will bring you a lying revelation that will scare you from that person. And you believe it. Somebody will just come to church. Another person will walk to you. Be careful, oh, you don't come to this church. Say, I'm warning you now. You see how this church be. They do like this. Oh. They waka jeje. Oh. This church. Oh. I'm just advising you. I dare hear saying so. Because I see you, you don't carry microphone. Be careful, oh. Be careful, oh. I see you, you don't do this one. I see you. Before you know what, they go level one country. So me for this job, me na they go. They go. How can hand go from the rest of the body? It means it's not part of the body. Anybody saying that it's not part of the ministry? It's not. We build, we don't scatter. We cement fellowship. We don't disintegrate fellowship. And when you have that type of spirit, you are walking and risking yourself under the hammer of God's judgment. And you don't know it. A child won't act like that. A child will not act like that. And so, if you go to verse 10, praise the Lord. After he finished talking with how we should relate with one another, and let me emphasize that again. What he meant in that verse 6 again. Let me emphasize it. Amen. Do you know that there are brethren that are happy when they see a brother or a sister in frustration? That is where I know, honestly speaking, amen, witchcraft is in different dimensions. There are witches in the church. Nobody, if you have a spirit that somebody is progressing and then you are sad over it, you are a witch. This is what happens in witchcraft. When somebody offends a witch, when somebody offends a member of a cult, when you offend them, or you offend member of a cult, they will take their matter, your matter, to their meeting. And they will table it. This brother has offended me. Therefore, I want all of you to join me to finish him. Amen. There are some people that specialize in that type of prayer. Don't worry. Bring his name. We'll go to the mountain. Who will come out you for your position for this church? Bring your name, we will go. We will go to the mountain. Give me 2 days. You have not had brothers and sisters who will tell you, don't play with me. Don't dare me. Oh. Don't dare me. Oh. When you hear anybody tell you, don't dare me. Hey, don't joke. Oh. Don't dare the person. Oh. Unless you know where you stand. Oh. That's opportunity for you to know you are standing before a witch. Even if after, he says, you open your eye like this, then he tell you, say, now because I'm a Christian now, now lie. If you're a Christian, why are you still remembering who you were for evil? Once, amen, you are in the habit, hallelujah, of scattering, lying wonders, prophecies, lying vision and revelation, and the revelation may be true that you actually saw the revelation, but you can see the revelation of your thought. That is the mystery of a gift. There are people that are just not happy that you are happy. They are not happy that you are happy. You dress well, they are angry. You don't dress well, they are still angry. Christians among us, before you know what, they enter spirits and begin to give you revelation. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a sister in this church. She's no more here. that knew that a particular sister was suffering from depression, anxiety syndrome. And somebody suffering from anxiety, you know, it's very easy for it to be triggered. Then the person is confused and even want to commit suicide. And now to manage them and bring them up is, I mean, out of depression, out of it is to do things that make them happy. They are always laughing. They are always happy. This particular gifted sister will go to this one. Anytime he see her happy, he will go and say, "See one revelation I saw." Oh, you know, there's nothing I tell you when they come to pass. In fact, as it be now, I see the whole church. They are ganging up to finish you. I see close friends, very close, people who are very close to you. Four of them. I didn't know, say, but four people are close to you. They have packaged you, they have finished you. This one will collapse there. For the next 1 week, in the hospital. Is that a Christian? You know, that is a witch. Until one day, a sister saw her crying and told her, "Why are you crying?" And then she knew who she just spoke to. And the sister went and faced her. "Who are you? Why are you after this? What did you tell her?" "I don't know what did you tell her, but he just finished talking to you now and they cry. What did you tell her? Why is it an so negative, bad revelation you give my sister? From now, if you give her any revelation, now me and you for this church. Have to face her. Who are you? Who sent you come here?" The sister is here hearing me now. We face that one. That is how that one can cool down. Cool down. She was doing it purposely. She was doing it out of, you know, hatred. Why will you hate another person? What? Why will you hate a brother? Why will you hate a sister? What for? And I left a key to a sister I spoke to this morning. I said, "This is me here. This is me here. It's been my nature even before I became a Christian. If you come to me and tell me somebody is bad, keep away from that person, you are only attracting me to go and find out and confirm what you talk. If I was not close before, I would get closer now to confirm what you said." And you know what? 99% of such talk is always fabricated. Fabricated. So stop relating with somebody based on what you heard concerning that person. Confirm it yourself. So that we can build love in this ministry. So that we can come together when we stand up and pray, heaven will hear us. When we come together, we can come together as one family. A family that is scattered. You can't stand now. You can't confront a common enemy. When you yourself, you are in enmity with yourselves. And that is what Satan tries to do. When it comes, especially among young men and women. Young men and women. You hardly find this kind of thing among married men and married women. Who engineer that? You are only victims. Because you trust your children. You trust your brother. You trust your sister. When they come and tell you this, you stand, you don't need to confirm, and you act. That itself lets me know something's wrong with your sense of judgment. Something is wrong with your maturity. Come and tell me, so person is bad. They are giving me an assignment to confirm. And by the time I find out to the contrary, this is me, I will come to you. "Brother, what you told me concerning this person is not correct." But you won't even reach that stage. This is how you will know it. If you refuse to cut off from that person will start fighting you. That's how you will know them. "I told you not to walk with this brother. You are still going, Abby. Okay, continue. Don't talk to me. Then you will know. that who has the problem? Church. Amen. He said, in understanding, be men. But in malice, be what? Be children. In malice. Free conscience. Let's relate with ourselves. Freely. 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 And you decide to dupe such a person that comes believing you are a brother, you are a sister, and you do anything that will cause him to cry or to regret, then you will know there is a God behind that person. And for the little children, he rounded it up this way. He came back again to the children. Verse 10. Matthew 18, verse 10. He came back and rounded it up this way. Verse 10 of Matthew 18. He said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, these children now, these children that he has performed today. For I say unto you that in heaven, their angels, they have angels. These children have angels. Do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So don't say they are children. Because they are behaving like that, they are running up and down. Don't say that. They say they have their angels that are before the presence of God watching over those children. Therefore, take it how you bring up your children. And you will not regret it in the name of Jesus Christ.